Promises to All Who Keep God's Law of Love, February 24, We Shall Not Kill. Thou Shalt Not Kill, Exodus 20:13. All acts of injustice that tend to shorten life, the spirit of hatred and revenge, or the indulgence of any passion that leads to injurious acts towards others, or causes us even to wish them harm. For whoso hateth his brother is a murderer. A selfish neglect of caring for the needy or suffering, all self-indulgence, or unnecessary deprivation or excessive labor that tends to injure health, all these are, to a greater or less degree, violations of the sixth commandment. Some sacrifice physical and moral obligations, thinking to find happiness, and they lose both soul and body. Others will seek their happiness in indulgence of an unnatural appetite, and consider the indulgence of taste more desirable than health and life. Many suffer themselves to be enchained by sensual passions and will sacrifice physical strength, intellect, and moral powers to the gratification of lust. They will bring themselves to untimely graves and in the judgment will be charged with self-murder. The spirit of hatred and revenge originated with Satan, and it led him to put to death the Son of God. Whoever cherishes malice or unkindness is cherishing the same spirit, and its fruit will be unto death. In the revengeful thought, the evil deed lies enfolded as the plant in the seed. The law of God takes note of the jealousy, envy, hatred, malignity, revenge, lust, and ambition that surge through the soul but have not found expression in outward action because the opportunity, not the will, has been wanting. And these sinful emotions will be brought into the account in the day when God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Christ is righteousness, sanctification, and redemption to those who believe in him. He set before us a perfect example of holy obedience to God's law.